I'm on the road with Leonard Cohen, an amazing tour, and being a live performer is really where my soul is. The road manager, Joey Carenza, actually sent me an email, and he said, you need to check this out before we go on tour. And I did, I checked it out. It was amazing. So I called Eigen Labs the same day, and I just had to have one. There's a little bit of a learning curve. Once you get used to the shapes, the shape is consistent, so I can do a minor chord. I mean, that's pretty cool. Any guitar player knows that the shapes always stay the same. Also, there's enough buttons to get me to get everything that I want to have happen. Really, all that you have to do is just get your brain situated around the Eigen Harp, and then the Eigen Harp's ready to go. So what inspires me is a lot of things. Film, music, of course. I love Stevie Wonder, Lester Young, Ben Webster. The one that really made the biggest impact on me was my first employer. Johnny Guitar Watson was his name. He was the first guitarist to actually pick with his teeth. He taught Jimi Hendrix how to do that. And he had a way with keeping a crowd in the palm of his hand. Tom Waits inspires me. I like to really bring some sort of old world sensibility, some sort of entertainment that's been lost to modern music. The one thing I learned was actually from Bob Moog. They asked Bob Moog, what's the future of synthesis? And he said, you know, the future is not going to be synthesis. He said the future is through controllers. Everybody has a different personality. And so everybody has a way of touching the world and expressing themselves. Whether it be knobs, you know, things that you bang on. Controllers really are the way of the future. And that's why I think you've seen an explosion of controllers in these past 5 or 6 years. I want to see a lot of children picking up the Pico. I want to see what they're going to do. It's such an affordable entry into this technology. I want to see what they're going to do, because they're probably going to do things that the Eigen dudes haven't even come up with yet.
The master musician, Dino Solo.
Dino's kind of like a musical jack of all trades. He's a horn player, but sometimes he's playing several horns at once, and the Eigen Harp with the keys really allows him to do that.
Look at what I have up here. I have woodwinds, probably not going to go away. Computer, probably not going to go away. But I've got this pedal board here. It gets in my way. I've got this keyboard here. Wonderful. This, wonderful. With the Eigen Harp, I could actually take all of this away. And I could be on stage just with this, the computer on the side, and my horns. And that's my fantasy. Visual is everything. That's why we have lights. That's why we have curtains. That's why being on stage is, in effect, a fantasy. And this contributes to that fantasy.
Jiving around.
The possibilities are truly endless, and Eigen Labs actually listens to you and says, yeah, right, well, we're going to work on that feature, or we're putting that in right now, and they hear what you want to have it for. It really allows me to do things that I wouldn't normally do with a solo instrument. I mean, I can't really play four instruments at once in order to have that sound, but with the Eigenharp, anything's possible.